And you follow, you learn with your past, no matter what kind of past you have, good and bad, no matter. And the past is the best teacher because the past never lies.
Right.
Therefore, don't follow past and learn with the past. Don't fear in the future. To believe, I think, and therefore learning of the, let's say, learning of a past, believing of a future, and the changing of this present moment, I think we become better humanity, a better society. My conclusion, I like to say here, knowledge is the dangerous. That's why, because we say, you know, we knowledge or knowledge, I'm sorry, to also knowledge is any kind of, we have a knowledge of a culture, we have a knowledge of a science, we have knowledge of medicine, we have knowledge of politics or religion, whatever. Knowledge is a good, but knowledge always have, what's it, it's not, knowledge is not always forever. It's very much to do with the culture, very much to do in the time, very much to do with the person, very much to do, you know, the, what kind of a religion, what kind of politic. Oh, you know, it's knowledge is good, but therefore I always say in this world, we don't need much knowledge. We need more wisdom here. So I say wisdom means we need awareness. Awareness, because knowledge is always, knowledge sometimes is blind. Knowledge is dangerous, especially also in the Western world, you know. We call very educated world, very intelligent. Everybody wants to school, correct? Everybody know how to read, how, you know, somehow we say, hey, these people have acquired knowledge more than me, maybe, you know. But sometimes knowledge only make you a personal follower. Follower? You, the knowledge only make you following somebody, you know. Okay, my conclusion, I always say to people, I say, cow, I never possible lie. Yeah, but people are possible lie. Yeah, because people know how to think. That's also make them powerful, but that's also they make very weak. You know, really, we need relax. And come. We need more awareness than knowledge. Knowledge is dangerous, especially this 21st century. We have this kind of internet. We have all things. It's beautiful. It's amazing time, but it's also dangerous time. Therefore, I say we need more awareness. This maybe make we become more harmony and a better society. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right now there's a lot of manipulation going on in the system, you know, and people are being forced to have to develop an imposed compassion. As an example, if you behave in such a way, you will protect your neighbor. How healing can natural compassion be?
Yeah. It's interesting in this every part of the world maybe a little different, but in this modern world, I mean, especially in this modern world, this kind of modern culture or Western culture or this modern culture, we don't have so much pressure of a culture, I don't think, and we don't have so much pressure of a religion. Somehow we're out of culture, we're out of religion. Maybe we don't have also so much pressure of families, yes, but maybe not, because we are out, we are independent, we are somehow, we are like this very much, and but still we have social pressure. Social pressure is more stronger than any, I mean, in the Western world, in this Western world, or I'm living there, you know, our social pressure is more strong. I mean, not maybe some level is more stronger than pressure of the culture. I'm an East. We have a pressure of culture. You know, we have strong cultures, and that's sometimes because of a culture. Yeah, it's you possible things calculate, correct? Oh, the people don't do this because of that. The people do that, you know, they have the culture side. Because of culture practice, you have many good things, but they also have a bad side. Something's not good, you know. My conclusion, but in the West, and also we have this pressure, in the social pressure, is not culture. Nobody organized. They don't have a leader, okay? They don't have a leader who organized, but somehow the social pressure, you know, we need to be good person, we need to be helpful person, we need to smiling, we need to be very compassionate person. And, you know, you know, yeah, this is social pressure. You need to be very nice and beautiful. And nobody wants to talk, but, you know, it's the, I call it invisible enemy, because the social pressure is everywhere, but you know, possible say, you don't know who organized, nobody organized, you know, and this pressure is so strong. And therefore, sometimes also you need to be nice, your neighbors, you need to be compassionate, this and that. Maybe you do because of the pressure of the social, not really come out of your heart. Mm. You know, sometimes also happen this form of religion. You know, sometimes you don't do religion because you really want it, because of, I mean, everybody doing that, somehow you need to do, you know. And therefore, I think whatever you do, pressure of others, is make you ill, make you sick. Maybe you possible do 1 week, 2 weeks, but not monthly, month, years. Therefore, I think compassion, what I say, not because of pressure of others, maybe really need to come in, you know, open yourself, because you practice compassion over the because of others' pressure, and this make you more block, make tension, and this make you more sick. But you practice compassion because you're deeply open inside, and then you are more happier, you are more open. I think they have many beneficials. Therefore, my conclusion, don't practice because of pressure of others is possible, and to practice because of your nature, because your nature is good. Just, you know, you want to do good things. You want, you know, you don't want to harm, you want to help. This is the nature of all human beings, all of our nature, you know. I mean, I think without influence of a culture, without influence of, let's say, cultures or flow, the what's it, politic, all things, you just let open naturally. You always, naturally, you always want to help. You don't want to harm. That's our deep nature, you know. Therefore, try to naturally come to some kind of a compassion or kindness, whatever. Maybe this is more help for others, but that's also help to you, not because of a pressure of others. Therefore, I'm always used to say people, I always say people, listen others, and very important, but the decisions need to make according to yourself, you know?
Great. That's a long question. From your philosophy, how do you see the need of individuality, meaning the development of one's abilities, dispositions, and possibilities for opinions and perspectives, etc., and belonging? How can the need of the human being to express himself in his own wisdom and truth be brought into harmony with the need and the well-being of the community?
Yes, in Buddhist philosophy, we talk three things. We say foundation and the path and the result. In this, We believe Buddha, he teach 84,000 different methods or vehicles, but all these teachings conclude three things: foundation and the path and the result. Mm-hmm. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, is Buddhism means, Buddhist philosophy means three things: foundation and the path and the result. In the foundation of a Buddhism, nature, not Buddha, not Buddha. Buddha is not foundation of Buddhism. Is foundation of Buddhism is not culture of Tibetan, not culture of India, not cultures of Japanese, is a nature. Nature is a foundation. And now we say foundation you need to understand. Nature you need to understand, you know, you need to understand nature. We know possible go to change nature, but we need to understand the nature. And then you need a path. We say path we call mind, you know, and therefore foundation is nature. And the path is mind, result, harmony. Mind and the nature need harmony. Conclusion, religion is also one kind of collection of a mind, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Culture is also some collection of a mind. Philosophy also some collection of mind. Now question is mind against the nature and you go to suffering. Not because of nature is make a punishment us. We never believe. Example, you fist and you hand to fist hit in the wall is the, and then hurt, correct?
For sure.
Yes, then it's not because a wall hurt you, but because of you hit in the wall and therefore you have pain. Similar, nature never make punishment us, but we ignorance of the nature, we ignorance in the nature, and then our mind practice against the nature. And against nature, make we are suffering. And once we are harmony nature, yeah, and we are happy. Therefore, we need to respect nature, you know. They're nothing have a higher than nature. Nature is a first, then maybe culture, then maybe religion, then maybe science, everything, you know. Science, religion, culture, me just the method or tool of, to be harmony or to connect it in the nature. And especially in this 21st century, our nature is more complicated than a few hundred years ago. And now in this world, economically, we are so much connected than any time, other times. You know, we're so much connected. We discover our health, our happiness, our wealth, everything connected look like one family in this world. And we have a so complicated, we build a so complicated nature or whatever, but at the same time, we have individual countries, individual religions, individual cultures, but same time, we are complete, come every year, you know, have one nature coming, but at the same time, we don't want it to be one nature, and but same time, we want the benefit of be one nature, but same time, we don't want it, you know, everybody want to win, nobody want to give anything, something, not really true, but you know, therefore, yes, we need the community, we need organization, no problem, But this is should be not to go against nature. Once we go to against the nature, we go to, suffering. Therefore, my conclusion, Buddhism, we say nature is a foundation of Buddhism and the mind is a path and the result we call harmony. We want harmony. We want harmony world means mind not go to against the, what's it, nature. Here, mind means, you know, mind means, you understand, you know, collection of mind become culture, collection of mind become religion, collection mind become politic, you know, everything. It's very, very important. I think we look in the nature and then we find right path or right method. Yeah.
What can a person do who feels heaviness in his life and feels disoriented? How can he bring light in his life again?
I think best is to a deep discussion herself, you know, maybe take time yourself. 1 week you go to somewhere out of family, out of the cities, and to be in the nature somewhere. Because sometimes life is very loud, you know, very, very loud.
Right.
It's sometimes so loud it looks like a scream, and you never have time to listen deep in you. Maybe you once, 20 years ago, you listen one time, or you hear one time. Maybe you not listen one time, you hear one time, or listen whatever. But I always say the inner voice is a silence. It's not noise. But the out world, very loud. You need this, you want this, I need this, I want this. You know, all this noise. We're running behind all of this noise and we never listened your true voice or true wish. And therefore, sometime you need to free of all this noise. And to go to nature, you are a simple person. You are not His Holiness. You are not this and that. You know, you are not this famous person. You are not this powerful person. You are a piece of meat. You are not different than any other human beings. You know, this illusion. You are special. You are famous. You are powerful. You are rich. You are poor. You know, you are all this kind of things. And this is so loud, you know, and you don't have you this, you know, you don't. You know, you don't have time to listen your true voice. Therefore, go to in the nature 1 week and to be there and to give time yourself and to listen. Go deeply and listen and give answer. Listen and give answer. Listen and give answer, you know. And then, you know, once you just practice, and there you find the path, you find the power, you find the believe yourself. You know, I think that is very important practice. Yeah.
Right. Why do you think that people are so disconnected to the nature?
I mean, we are a conditional world, you know. We have in Buddhism, we believe we have two kinds of nature, let's say. We have unconditional nature and the conditional nature. We are in the conditional nature. We are not unconditional nature. Unconditional nature means a concept of enlightenment. We are, conditional nature means we need things, correct? And especially in this 21st century, I mean, we are born in the conditional nature. We are living conditional in a world of nature. We die conditionally. We born conditionally. We live conditionally. We happy conditionally. We are unhappy conditionally. We are fail conditionally. We are success conditionally. And we are beautiful because of condition. We are not so beautiful. You know, it's everything conditioned, let's say. And interesting thing, deep down we all want to be free, let's say. We all want to be somehow free. But in this modern world, all this kind of a technology, all these things, somehow life make easier, but somehow make more difficult, because that's make we need more conditions, you know. I need this, I need this, I need that, I need this. Everything need more need, more need, more need, more needs. I think in this world is kind of more look like a big shopping center, isn't it? When you go in the big shopping center, it's more difficult to connect to yourself. You're more surprised what is in the shops. You know, yeah. Sometimes you go in the shopping center, you are so little in yourself, you don't realize you're tired, you don't realize you need to drink water, and then you come out of the shopping center, you realize how much you are tired, how much you're thirsty, because it's, you know, I think so many things happening around, you know, so many interesting things, oh, nice things happening, you know. And that's why we forget it sometimes. And that's why it's more difficult to connect it ourselves sometimes.
Great, yes. What is the meaning of life for you?
I think I already told before, mm-hmm. I always say, I don't believe life have meaning. As not only this, I always say life no have a meaning. But we are the meaning of life. We are the meaning of life. Life is not meaning of us. I believe life is just question and we are the answer. Life is just mirror, and hopefully in this mirror, we see our true self.
Great. If you were to choose another religion in your next life, what would it be?
Yes, interesting. I really don't know, but I never think this, you know, therefore very difficult to give an answer.
You know, I have a lot of questions.
Yes.
Always
yes.
Question.
Yeah, but I don't know, really. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have a good answer because I don't have. But I like quite the Christianity. It's, you know, I kind of like. It's okay. It's nice. I like to go to the church. I like stay there. I like pray and these things. I kind of like, I think. But it's difficult to give answer because I don't know really, really much. You know, I need a little know to like. I don't know. Maybe Christianity? I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to wave a magic wand and wish something for the world, what would it be?
I have one, maybe it's a good wish. I think maybe one day we all don't need to eat. Until you eat, until you need to eat, until you harm others.
Hmm.
Okay, and special, I mean, is the especially in, I mean, that until you need eat, or is until you, let's say, harm others. We don't want to harm others, but we go to harm others. And therefore, maybe one day we all don't need eat, let's say, And then maybe I have some magic. Maybe I have some magic. It's something to do. We don't need all. We don't need to eat it. And maybe, and then we are. And also we say food is the reason to we go to sick. And therefore, maybe, and then more better world and more peaceful world, less harm each other, you know? Yeah.
Great. Anything else you want to say?
I like to say, no matter how much you have a truth, no matter how much you have a truth, don't forget it, still change yourself. Changing yourself is wisdom. Is your truth never allowed to change yourself, and the truth is become poison you. Truth is not enough. Have a better world. Be flexible is everything. Be flexible is everything. Truth is not always flexible. I'm very happy you have a truth, you found the truth, but truth is very dangerous and very painful. Therefore, no matter how much you have, no matter how big truth, still changing yourself is the wisdom. And that's what I want to say. When you change everybody. That's when you change, everything around become changed without changing anybody. Therefore, one change, all change. You change, everybody go to change. But they have one big reason to we never want to change, because of a truth. It's very nice you have a truth, but very painful. Therefore, I wish, therefore, my conclusion, truth is not important, love is more important. I don't believe truth enough make a better world. I think love make a better world, because love is flexible.
Great. That are beautiful words. Thank you so much. You give online courses, right?
Correct.
How can people find you?
I think they're going to find me in my website. It's Turk Lobzon, I think. It's my name is, you put it, Turk Lobzon website. I think there you go to find it, my online teachings. I mean, usually I never do online teachings. I'm neither called old-fashioned person. But last year, because of the situation, and that's make me happen. But that's also nice, because you kind of reach every part of the world. And then, you know, it's kind of more convenient. And therefore, I'm kind of very exciting. I'm very happy. Yes, I making this ongoing to this, what you call, online teachings, what we call inner fire or the inner bliss. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. One last question. Do you miss Tibet? I think you are right now in Austria, right?
Correct.
Yes. Do you miss Tibet?
Be honestly not. Yeah, sometime maybe later, I don't know, but I don't miss. You know, when I'm young already, I kind of used to training around, travel around. Maybe our life is a little harder than in this normal world. I mean, in the Western world, we have big families. I have many brothers, and therefore, I don't call hard, but you need to be strong. Therefore, I also like, yes, you need to be strong. I'm very, very happy I born this kind of a family or this kind of time, because this makes me strong. I'm become more resistant things. Okay. I'm very joy in my life, because sometimes go wrong, sometimes problem happen. I'm not because of Buddhism practitioner, but because of my life past, you know, this helped make me strong. I think it's important. We have also so many weak people in this world now, especially in the modern world. You know, they're so weak. I kind of, you know, we make more weaker. Sometimes we are going to helping. Help is very important. I mean, help and the change is a big difference, you know. I always say we need to help, but we know possible go to change. And my conclusion, I'm not so much miss. And sometimes I'm thinking, I kind of okay. I'm joy wherever. Yeah, not miss so much. I don't think I miss, but I'm thinking sometimes. I feel good. But yeah.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. I have this opportunity.
Das erste, als mir Tulku Lobsang Rinpoche über den Weg gelaufen ist, war das Lachen, was ich so sehr ins Herz geschlossen habe. Und ja, absolute Buddha-Natur, würde ich sagen. Und ich bin sehr, sehr dankbar für dieses Interview. Und ich hoffe auch sehr, dass es dir gefallen hat, dass es dich inspiriert hat. Und lass mir gerne deine Gedanken da. Lass mir gerne all das da, was du mitnehmen konntest. Wenn dir die Podcast-Episode, überhaupt der Podcast zusagt, freue ich mich über jede Unterstützung, indem du es mit deinen Liebsten teilst oder indem du eine Bewertung bei iTunes abgibst. Und es gibt immer wieder diverse Möglichkeiten. Das Spenden auf PayPal, der Link ist in den Shownotes, all das auch wieder. Vielen lieben Dank für all die lieben Herzen, die ihr mir zukommen lasst, in welcher Form auch immer. Und ja, es ist ja jetzt kurz vor Weihnachten und du hast die Möglichkeit, bei der Wintersonnenwende, beim Wintersonnenwende-Gathering dabei zu sein. Und das große Event ist sind die Rauhnächte, der Rauhnächte-Live-Kurs, wo du eine 14-tägige Live-Begleitung von mir bekommst in einer wundervollen, geschützten Gruppe. Und ja, es wird eine ganz tolle, intensive Zeit, wo es viel um das Thema Rückzug geht und einfach nur sein, mit sich sein, mit der Energie sein und eben schauen, was dir so begegnet in dieser Zeit. Denn ja, der Übergang ist immer sehr geprägt auch von unseren Ahnen und Ahnen. Aber ich erzähle dir nicht so viel. Wenn deine Augen leuchten, wenn du das Gefühl hast, yes, du möchtest mit dabei sein, dann schau auf meiner Website vorbei. Ich freue mich sehr, wenn du Teil der Gruppe bist. Und ja, ich wünsche dir ein wundervolles Weihnachtsfest, ein gesegnetes Weihnachtsfest mit dir oder mit deinen Liebsten. Und beginne immer wieder bei dir und schau, dass du in deinem inneren Frieden bist. Dann kann es im Außen auch wüten, auch bei der Familie, wenn dann so die Emotionen auf den Tisch kommen an der einen oder anderen Stelle. Bleibe bei dir, atme in deine innere Mitte ein und ja, dann kann dir nichts passieren, es kann nichts schief gehen. Ich wünsche dir alles Liebe und ja, eine ganz gesegnete Zeit. Namaste und Satnam, deine Nadine.